just here to say, love yourself, step into the light, and be confident in every single aspect of, you know, who you are and what you bring to the table, because everyone brings something different. And WOW is here to showcase these strong and diverse women. And there is a space for you in WOW.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and of course, we have an amazing show and nothing but amazing guests. She is the best in show, top dog, WOW superhero, setting the gold standard. Please welcome Goldie Collins. How are you doing?
Hi, TK. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Thanks for coming on. So first question, where is Alexander?
Alexander's actually taking his afternoon nap right now. He was stirring before and I had to go put him down because I'll tell you what, that boy needs more naps than, well, I guess he is a boy.
There it is. So let's kind of get started as far as your wrestling career. Like, how did you, I saw somewhere that you've been watching wrestling for a long time. So how did you get involved as far as watching wrestling and then also becoming a superhero?
Absolutely. I have watched wrestling for a while now. Particularly my friends in college really got me interested in wrestling. And since then, I've always been a person that said, like, I could do that, and then does the thing. And so I watched wrestling and I said, I think I could do that if the opportunity ever presented itself. And lo and behold, it presented itself a few years later. And I caught the bug. It definitely took over and has become something I'm super passionate about and plan to be competing in for a long time. So,
I mean, you said in another interview that your game plan is to take over the WOW women's division. So how do you, I mean, you're with the tag team. So kind of let's talk about when you first came in. I was like, wait, like your attitude, everything. I absolutely loved it. You're putting the women in the locker room on notice, but now you became a tag team with Animal's Instinct with Katarina Jinx. So how do you go from singles competitor to tag team? And then we'll kind of get into more of the how you plan on taking over.
Absolutely. Well, I started as a singles competitor and was really getting my footwork out there, figuring out what it felt like to be in the ring. And once I started getting comfortable, I realized that there was so much for me to learn. A quick way for me to do that was to train with others. So I began training with Katarina, and frankly, we hit it off. And so as these tag teams were coming through our division, we were looking and saying, we could be doing that. And so we decided to enter the tag team division and intend to take that over as well. I am not stuck in, you know, one lane. I would love to be Goldie Two Belt.
Oh, I like the ring to that. That's a good ring. So you had a match with Roxy and Foxy Fierce last week, and you're going to be having another one coming up. I guess, how do you plan on securing that win? And then what's the game plan after? You said that, you know, you guys want to become tag team champions. So how do you plan on climbing that hill?
Absolutely. So the Fierce sisters, last time we faced them, it felt like they just couldn't get their footing. They weren't connecting. And that's something Katarina and I always do. We always have that animal instinct that bonds us together and puts us in this headspace where we are unbeatable. And so this weekend, we intend to do the same. We intend to lock in and really focus and show these Fierce sisters that just because they're blood doesn't mean that they're going to automatically be a better fit for a tag team partnership. So we intend to win this weekend and then move into that top contenders kind of space. And hopefully we'll be facing the four-time Miami Sweet Heat tag team champions. We are gonna face them and we're gonna walk away with the silver.
I like it. So, you know, you talked about how you started watching wrestling. You decided to become a wrestler. Who inspires you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the women that I find most inspiring is actually one of the WOW superheroes is Jungle Girl. When I first started kind of diving deep into the WOW franchise, if you will, I was awestruck by her story, her journey, and just her as a competitor. I mean, her matches against the Beast, it's just, it's top 10. So I really admire her. She's one of my favorites. But then I don't know. I suppose you could say that some of my favorites include Selena Majors, the real deal, but that might just be taken as me buttering up to my coach. So take that as
well. We had Jungle Girl on, I think it was like last year around this time, or earlier this year. I feel like she has one more round in her. She thinks so too. I'm kind of feeling like if we put it out there, maybe David will see what happens. And maybe once you win the tag team championships, now you can do single as well. And then you and Jungle Girl, I'm just.
You might be right. I think it could be match of the year. I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking too highly, but I have pretty high standards.
Okay. What, speaking of Jungle Girl, what has mm-hmm. she taught you or inspired you, has said anything to you that like you've kind of taken with you?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to get to meet her very early on. When I debuted, she was around and at tapings. And so I got to kind of just witness her kind of lead the locker room in a lot mm-hmm. of ways for all of us. And then on top of that, she's so kind and giving with like her knowledge. And so I learned how to kind of be gracious and, you know, take a step back and really like when people are, you know, commending you or whatever, taking it and saying thank you and not just, oh, come on, you know? So I really admire her. And I think that she teaches all of us a lot in the locker room.
So tell me about a day in the life of a WOW superhero, like from training to preparing to matches. What does that day look like for you?
The day-to-day is always changing. For myself, I love to get up and get active right away. I like to do my own personal workouts before I go to training. The WOW girls are training year-round. And if we're not, it's because we're taking a little break here and there. But for the most part, everybody is working year-round to improve their craft. And so I'm going about 5 days a week to go and train and get better and take down these other competitors. And so I'll be there for a couple hours at the training center. And then after that, it's take care of Alexander the Grand and tend to the social life. You know, I have a lot of fans and friends that I have to make time for. So.
And yeah, speaking of that, so WOW's known for like the larger than life characters. So how do you bring Goldie Collins to life for the audience? It kind of seems like you took a lot of aspects of your personal life and you brought it forward. So how did the character meet Goldie Collins?
Yeah, Goldie Collins, she is me, right? There's an extension of ourselves in all of these characters, if you will. But we at WOW are just all looking to kind of express ourselves in this grand sports entertainment way. And so I really find that, you know, the curation of Goldie is very natural. She's very real. This is real. This is me. I am larger than life and I am the best in show. So I think that for most of us, we're just kind of raising the exposure on our own personalities and kind of saying, hey, this is it with a spotlight on. So that's sort of where Goldie comes from, I suppose.
Okay. And so who's been your toughest opponent at WOW thus far?
Man, I was just speaking about this. I'd say I have one. There's two that come to mind. One is the Beast, of course. Mm-hmm. She's such a force. And being in the ring with her is electrifying. Because the second she comes out, her fans are just out of this world. And let me tell you what, I know something about having fans. So you feel something different in that ring. That was a really tough match, but I think another tough competitor is Holodead. She really puts me in the ringer every time I step in there with her. She makes every hit count and she does not stop until she gets that 1, 2, 3. It is I learn something every time I step into the ring with her. And I do think, I'm ready for another singles. And I think the outcome could be different this time with her.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All I'll say. We'll see.
So WOW focuses heavily on empowering women. How does your character contribute to that message?
Absolutely. Goldie is about finding the best in every situation, as well as leaning into what you are happy and proud about in yourself. I think that we all should, you know, take a second to pat ourselves on the back for the things that we've done. We're a little too critical, and I think we should celebrate what we do well. So Goldie is here to say, love yourself, step into the light, and be confident in every single aspect of, you know, who you are and what you bring to the table, because everyone brings something different. And WOW is here to showcase these strong and diverse women. And there is a space for you in WOW.
And so I fortunately enough, I can bring my dog to work. Do you bring Alexander to work? And then also, you know, in the beginning, he had a lot of TV moments. So is he getting a check as well? Or mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the money. I don't want to be in the pocketbook. But, you know, just curiosity question.
That is a great question. To answer that question, you're not wrong. Alexander, he's expensive. He does not come just for free along with me. He has his own whole writer memo deal, all of it. So I let his people handle it. Okay. You may see him in this season. You may not. He was a tough negotiator. I don't know. But in terms of bringing him to work, I am lucky and fortunate that I'm able to bring him to work when I choose. So I do bring him along every now and again. And I'm fortunate to do a lot of work from my own space. And that in turn is his space as well. So.
Okay. So now, is there a specific storyline or angle? I mean, obviously we talked about, you know, getting the tag team championship belts. But how do you see it playing out? You know, we're a couple months into season 3. So how do you, if you can write it out or envision it, how do you see it playing out?
Tag team story. Well, if I could write it perfectly, we would win this weekend. And then when we win, I will call out Miami Sweet Heat. When I call out Miami Sweet Heat, I'm hoping David will set the match for in a week or two, whenever they are next available to come and face us, because I'm trying to, like I said, by the new year, I think we step into the golden age. It is time for Animal Instinct to take over. I think we do it. So I'm looking forward to winning this weekend. And then, like I said, making ourselves known. So if I could plan it perfectly, we'll win those titles and, you know, begin the takeover.
Okay. Begin the takeover. The fans of WOW when those TV tapings, they're absolutely crazy in a good way. So do you have a memorable fan experience?
Ooh, you know, I do. There's someone that once I had been knocked off the side of the ring by an opponent. I don't remember who, but it was so rude. Anyway, they knocked me off the side of the ring and I fell, and he had been telling me earlier in the match, he thought I was cheating. And I was like, baby, I'm not cheating. I am being creative. And so I had to explain to him that like creativity and cheating are not the same thing. He was confused. It's all straightened out. I fell to the ground. He was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? And then he checked to make sure all my teeth were still in my mouth. So we had a really nice moment. I smiled at him. He got really close. Like, this dental work, impeccable. So I had a really nice moment with him. I hope he's doing well.
So did he say to smile, to check to see how,
like, yeah, I had fallen. I was like taking a second to get up. He was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I said, I think so. Like, how's my face look? He said, good. We checked the teeth. They were there. By the time I turned around, I'm not sure where we were. I think we probably won the match. I'm sure Katarina was like taking hand care.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like a very sweet, nice moment where I realized that my fans really have my back.
Okay. And speaking of Katarina, how do you guys train together? I mean, it takes, you know, oftentimes across various promotions, sometimes people just slap, mm-hmm. or even WOW, I've seen it too. You kind of put people together and they're a tag team, but it seems like you guys have meshed well. So how do you guys train together? Or do you guys talk all the time? I mean, notoriously, cats and dogs don't mix. So I'm assuming she's a cat lover. So, you know, how did this tag team operate?
Absolutely. Well, Katarina and I were animal lovers, so ultimately we bond over that. But I am not anti-cat. I'm just very pro-dog. So I love the fact that she has her own thing going on. We really bond over that animal instinct, that pack mentality, that loyalty and obedience that comes from pets and animals alike. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to training, we really each bring something different to the table, but also share a lot of similarities. Our backgrounds are very similar. We both were dancers and classically trained singers growing up. So we have a lot of traditional aspects in our lives that really just have aligned and led us here. And though we appear very different on the outside, there's something to be said about how similar we are where it counts on the inside.
Tell me a little bit more about the dance. Like, what type of dance were you trained in?
Yeah, I danced various kinds growing up. Was mostly a tap, jazz, and modern dancer, though.
And so then how did you bring those aspects into the ring?
Absolutely. I think that there's a good amount of coordination that I instinctually just have from years of kind of learning how to find your balance and do, you know, footwork. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I think that the whole idea of kind of working with a tag team partner or against an opponent has been somewhat easier because I can almost anticipate what they're going to do next based on just, you know, body movement alone and such. So I really think that the dance, I always say children should be put in dance, like straight up. They're going to be better athletes for it. So
yeah.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, it definitely creates structure. Mm-hmm. I did ballet for a long time, and even to now, it's just like that really helped my sports and everything else, because it's very much okay, this is what you do, this is your base, and you kind of go from there. So I definitely agree to with that. Mm-hmm. So moves wise, what's your favorite move to do?
I love any kind of suplex. I love to suplex them. So that'd probably be my favorite. I also love doing our finishing move, the pause for effect, which is when I do a nice backbreaker and my kitty does her little flipping neckbreaker at the same time. It is so good when it hits.
And now I've also noticed, last question, a lot of wrestlers, they just come into the ring and they tell David what they want. And, you know, so if this could be almost a message to David, mm-hmm. What would you say, or what are you campaigning for? You know, because it seems like they're getting their way. So, you know,
why not? Yeah, you're not wrong. Those women that are walking out there and just making demands are somehow getting what they want. So I suppose I need to learn something from them and just start making demands. So, David, I would like to demand a title match against Miami Sweet Heat in order to take the titles off their hands. I additionally wouldn't mind being mixed into this whole, like, I want to go for the belt, the regular beast belt. Like, let me in on that. The main event, I know it's, you know, I can't fight twice in one night. I get it. But if I could, I would. And I will. So we'll see.
We'll see. With that being said, where can everybody follow you?
Everybody can follow me on all social media. I'm at Goldie Collins, wow_wow. And yeah, like I said, I'm on every platform. Look for me, follow me. And be sure to check out Wow every weekend. Check out your local listings at wowie.com.
There it is. Thank you so much, Goldie, for joining. Thank you guys so much for watching. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. You can follow Women's Wrestling Talk on all platforms at www.talkpod.com. Thank you guys for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WWTalkPod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.